It is important to set up one's motivation by thinking that I must achieve the complete and perfect enlightenment in order to benefit all mother sentient beings, whose number is infinite like the space. For that purpose, one should listen to this teaching, sublime Dharma, carefully and put into practice. The topic that you're going to listen today is the condensed meaning of the path of Vajravehika, the essence of the nectar of great secret, by Kiti Losan Tele Denpa Gyatso. So this text is explained under three major divisions or headings. The first one is meaning of the title, second, meaning of the text, and third, the meaning of the conclusion. Among these three outlines, we have covered the first one and we're in the second one. The second, the meaning of title, is explained under three headings. First one is the door for entering the explanation. Second, finally setting out the explanation itself. And then third, the way of concluding the explanation. So within these, among these three outlines, we have covered the first one, and then we are in the second one, which is the final setting out the explanation itself. The finally setting out the explanation itself is explained under two headings. The first one is the presentation of the conqueror's teachings to be the sole entrance way for those desiring liberation. And the second, the presentation of the doors of the different sequences for entering the teachings. So we have covered the first one. Within these two, we are in the second one. So when the conqueror's teachings are divided in two in terms of the vehicle, that great vehicle and lesser vehicle. The great vehicle, again divided into two, the causal perfection of vehicle and resultant Vajra vehicle. So the resultant Vajra vehicle is explained under four classes of tantras. Those four classes are referring to action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and highest yoga tantra. So we are in the highest yoga, the stages of the path of highest yoga tantra.
So
the stage of the past yoga tantra is explained under two divisions or headings. First one is the stage of the path of highest yoga tantra in general. And second, the stages of path of Kalachakra. So within these two outlines, we are on the first outline.
Lam
So the stages, the path of highest yoga tantra in general is explained in two divisions. First one is the explanation of the main points that summarize the path. Second one is the explanation of the stages, the path itself. It says the explanation of various stages of the path. So the explanation of the various stages of the path is explained under three headings. First one is presentation of empowerment. Second, presentation of the commitments and vows. And then third, the way to train in the path. So among these three outlines, we are on the first outline, the presentation of empowerment. The presentation of empowerment is explained under four headings. First one is the presentation of the definite need for empowerment in order to study and meditate the path of mantra or tantra. Second, the need for the master and student of an empowerment to examine each other. If deemed suitable by means of examination, make request and do the approximation. And then the fourth, having become suitable through the approximation, how to do the stages of empowerment. So among these four outlines, we have covered the first three, and we are on the fourth one, which is having become suitable through the approximation, how to do the stages of empowerment. So the having become suitable through approximation, how to do the stages of empowerment is explained under three. It has three subdivisions. First one is the ground rights. Second, the preparatory rights, and then the third, the actual rights of presentation of empowerment. We have covered the first two, and we're in the third one, which is the actual rights of presentation of empowerment. This particular outline is explained under three headings. First one is marking the exalted lines and applying the colored sand. Second, arranging the vases and adorning the mandala. And then third, having established the mandala, and then make offerings and confer the empowerment. So this, we have covered the first two, and we are in the third one. So the third one is explained under two headings, two subdivisions. First one is establishing the mandala and make offerings. The second, the right of conferring empowerment.
Oh, tenet, Ta angkur wandala ni rani hyukin ngudub hyukin dembi chanlab chawa yen la angkur wi chwa sa sa chi ni yo
yinsa rirwa. So we have covered the first one of these two, and when a second one, which one is second one is the right of conferring empowerment. So right of conferring empowerment is has two subdivisions. First one is oneself having entered, request the attainment and be blessed by the truth. And second, the right of conferring empowerment upon others.
So
within these two outlines, we have covered the first one and we're on the second one, which is the right of conferring empowerment upon others. And this particular outline, the right of conferring empowerment upon others, has three subdivisions. First one is the conferral of empowerment upon the student, the right of a suitable vessel. Second, extensive explanation of the presentation of empowerment. And then third, the four, conferral of empowerment on the deity and so forth, referred to the other texts, referred to in other texts. So among these three subdivisions, we have covered the first two, and we're in the third one. The last one, which is the four, the conferral empowerment on the deities and so forth, referred to in other texts. So in root text, there are in six lines, according to Tibetan text, which reads, having understood the conferral of empowerment on the deities and so forth. So the in terms of root text, which reads, having understood the conferral of empowerment on the deity, the consecration rites and satisfying the deity, accomplishing the attainments, the burnt offering ritual, making amends for the degenerated and broken, it says, pleasing the deity, the will of the assembly, the branches of the uncorrupted attire or something, the way to keep the standard yogic implements, the vajra, bell, and so forth from other texts, practice them, it says. So the conferral of empowerment on the deities is called the consecration rite. The consecration rite is dealing with, you know, conferring upon deities. This has been explained last time. This has already been explained. Second part is called the satisfying the deity, accomplishing the attainments, the burning offering ritual. The third part of which is called the making amends for the degenerated and broken, pleasing the deity, the will of the assembly.
다 제가 아니 차룩 나쁘게 차룩 문양비 연락라 아니 노제당 들어올라서 걸어봐
무슨
나는 난조르비게 요지 최당대만 향비 출구 중이 말이야
and then the 시바르박
그래봐
the fourth the branches of uncorrupted attire how do you pronounce that attire the way to keep the standard yogic implements the vajra bell and so forth from other texts from other practice them how do you say that so fun other what? Practice what is other practice practices in okay
that is okay
So which means, of course, those things are not explained in this text in details. So therefore, you must seek, you know, other texts in order to understand these implements.
Gudub dubi ke, yang lagalah dene jenis kecua, kepa semua tu ada.
So the burning offering or the fire puja is a branch practice, okay, which satisfies the deities, as well as you we can accomplish the attainments through that practice.
Kedua, ta jinsik thala chita hevi ki jinsik jivi jinsik wang ki jinsik chakhu jinsik chene da yesong yimbar sirwa
zotiwa so in general there are four types of burning offering rituals or fire pujas first one is the peaceful fire puja second increasing fire puja third the empowerment fire puja, empowering fire puja, and then the fourth, the wrathful fire puja.
No, today do that. He will just say that so that needang don't last quite that. But ane he will just be chirdu ane just say as him by
the way. So the first one is called the peaceful fire puja or pacifying or pacification fire puja. Pacifying fire puja because that through that puja one can eliminate sicknesses and hindrances. Also, that pacifying fire puja is done for completing one's retreat, whether it's a great approximation or a short retreat. You complete or conclude with, that retreat by performing the fire puja. Nos.
Oh, tini dita dia ane cik ngak madak wada, shoga lak cik sung wada, ane tengen zem masar wa, tini kita ni niwa hibi cik tu ibaris.
Nos. So for that occasion, these fire pujas or the burning offering ritual is meant for purifying one's mistakes in terms of reciting mantras when one mispronounce them or add kind of syllables on the mantras or missing syllables and also one's sadhanas sometimes one's you know miss sadhanas not incomplete sadhana practice so in order to pluck adding and missing okay All this mistake, you know, also in order to purify one's unclear concentration during one's retreat, being purified by these ritual the burning offering ritual or fire puja. So, when the in terms of the fire pit, you make the fire stove or pit, which is the shape of the pit is square, right?
Equal sides.
Yeah, four ways, yes. Yeah, square. The top, dumbo. It's actually not okay. That kind of circle, how do you call that? Round, yeah, and white in color. In terms of the width is two arm. Spans, look, two, forearms. This, how do you call that? I don't know, cubits. The measurement. Cubits. So it's actually 24 finger lengths. Like 24 finger lengths. So each side you need 24 finger lengths, 24. Okay, so although you make kind of a square, you know, shape for the stove, but on top you make one circle. That is called the fire pit. So that there are three ways of, you know, making that fire pit. One is you make holes, you know, underground, you dig the earth and make underneath. And one is you higher up, kind of elevate, you know, you make these, you know, elevate the fire pit, and the other one is you just draw a line on the level, the same ground level.
That is jivi jisik se ate is ane zo ter is chedang la chambar che bad an chedang sonam jivi che din bar.
The increasing fire puja is mainly for satisfying the deities and increasing one's lifespan and merit.
Then, tap. That is, ki yub chugye dangs. Ani kadok serwori serwa.
In terms of the fire pit, for that is square in shape and yellow in color.
Kedu da tewi kujar dom kangi baris.
And the base of the fire pit is one arm span. How do you call that? Length. Yes, arms. From, yes.
That one is a young one to see other.
So the empowering fire puja is mainly for empower the deities as well as others, other shame on the door. Let's go.
Oh, today the ane tab yigda yub dagam sim barwa ane kato mar woyim baris.
Dagam sina karake.
Dan dagam sedu ane.
Shu yubje. Dumbo
kashya kwa.
Dumbo kashya jo. It's kind of bowl shaped like the rug.
Dumbo do tba je.
And then the fire pit, in terms of shape of the fire pit, is like half of circle, like a bow shape, it's called. And then the color, karasaki?
Maruoji.
Red in color.
Oh,
and then the base of the fire pit is one the full length of your two arms, like you expand your arms like this, so from the tip of your middle finger to the middle
kind
finger.
Of like the same as the size of that one square.
The earlier, yes. Yeah.
Isn't
that what an
arm span
is? I thought an arm span.
Yeah, arm span. Yes, yeah. Exactly that one. Yes.
One arm span. This some last and then jumbo some cigarettes. Yes. He did on some la.
No.
Jumbo some cigarettes.
Jumbo. Jumbo said it's super said reggae.
Whatever.
That de la jumbo some. Okay. That's the term. These three types of fire pujas is also known as the three smooth pujas. Fire pujas. Three smooth fire pujas. And then the last one is called the wrathful fire puja.
And then the
fire pit, the shape of fire pit is in this triangle.
And then
black in color. In terms of the size of the base of the fire pit, is half arm expansion. The half is from here to there, right? Dom chega.
What do you think? That, I mean, that is we cut on that, sir.
What?
Do you know more about that?
So within the ceremony, the fire puja, when the Vajra master should face east, if it's a peaceful fire puja. For increasing fire puja, increasing fire puja, one must face to north. For empowering fire puja, one must face west. And for the wrathful fire puja, Vajra master should face to the south. So for the in terms of the substances that you burn offering. The first three fire pujas, first three smooth fire pujas, there are 12 great substances.
Oh, today do that. The number that dig the teres, yamhing siya teres roa.
First one is the sticks. Yamshing, yeah, yamshing the sticks, yeah.
Oh, today do that. Hiva las ane.
So For peaceful fire puja, you need 12 finger lengths in terms of the sticks.
When you say one finger length, is like all the fingers or just one?
Finger length means, okay, four widths, finger widths, I'm sorry, finger widths, 12 finger widths, like 4, 8, 12. For the peaceful fire puja. And increasing fire puja, you need 24 finger widths. And that measurement should be done by the master who performed the fire puja. And for the peaceful fire puja, sorry, a size in terms of the width, how do you call that? Width of the stick?
Diameter.
Diameter of the stick is size of that master's little finger. Increasing fire puja is the size of the thumb of that master.
What happened to
the
empowering
word?
That you
need
again amounts of sticks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So the empowering fire puja, the sticks ringtong, the length of the stick is 5 finger widths. Ruegi.
No, de wa.
Sorunga. Dindi shire.
Ta sorunga se
tu. Nas.
De ji. Ani thabom heba de ji kwai imban da se.
In terms of diameter, same as the peaceful fire puja. Makes sense?
Yeah. We missed that.
Diameter of a peaceful fire puja?
Di
khadzu yor sa ke.
Ti jong se zong.
Small finger. Size of the small finger of that master. Master should, the one who performed the fire puja should measure these things, should decide what the size.
Is this one four? Is that one finger width?
Yes.
Or four finger width?
This one. Four. Four, four. Sorry.
Four finger
width, right?
Yes.
Got it. Dila sor jirves ta. This sor jirves.
Sor jik se du dan zu kang se yor de.
So, okay, one finger width is one, the size of one finger width.
Okay,
so it's a... Second substance is called the butter, the clarified butter. So the clarified butter could be the clarified, the oil that from, you know, grains like sesame oils, so forth, or it could be butter, the real butter, clarified butter.
Tene, marku, that tene terve sirva.
Third substance is called the sesame seed. Sesame seed, yeah.
Okay. That is Hiba Turwa Zaramba.
Fourth one is called the long life grass. So this long life grasses we pack, you know, the two together and then wrap it, you know. You understand that? Set. Yeah, two in together, circle out of it, yes.
Like
kind of like that, just that circle,
one,
but.
Intertwine them and then bring them together, kind of like it's.
Like
and there's only two grasses.
Zaramba, they take the grasses, they can go also in the chick. 고고스 오르님도 디치츠
고고 누가스 테다 탑근나라 파푸 데야톤 치바르스 니니텐 고고스 게문데 고르스르
yes yeah, so yes you can do that that makes it easier to when you actually offer or put in a fire it's easier together
da tenenga ba dei bars madugwa gogos machakwa
fifth one is a rice grain has to be unbroken rice grain
da tuba hyozens ane hyose bigda ane sen ba
nos
neighbors.
Sixth one is called a shosin, which means the substances mixed with yogurt.
Reggae.
It's called a shosin. It's a you mix, for example, like cooked rice. Then you cargo it. Zamba. And then you mix with yogurt. Seventh one is kusha grass. So if it's possible, if you can find a fresh kusha grass, that is the best. Eighth one is a master seed. Mustard seed. And ninth one is called husked barley or husked barley, yeah.
Husked, like
with husk, yes.
Or with husk.
With husk.
Oh,
barley
with husk.
Barley
with husk,
yeah. Huh?
Barley with husk.
Yeah, barley with husk.
Ah, lage. Like.
So it could be barley or rice with husk or anything with. So it's actually there's a one type of barley which is always wear the cover. You know, it's hard to take out that. What is it?
Husk.
Yeah. There's specific type of barley grain. And then the 10th, that was 9th, right? 10th one is barley itself, barley, grain, yeah.
Without husk.
Without husk.
11th
one is green peas. Green peas? Sema. Peas, yeah. Green peas. Huh? I can't hear that. Green peas. Gamboriwe lombar sake.
No, ta. Jitong ta teri sirwa. Lombar, rakundung na ta lombar ndiki yor sirwa. Tomli nyudu gambo matuk jirak mars.
Fresh, if you can find fresh, that's fine. But when you, if you buy that from stores, you can find fresh ones.
Frozen.
This I call the 12 great substances for fire puja. The last one is it's called a barley. What is called that? Wheat grain. Yeah, wheat. Yeah. Yamshi kazu gorsa shin.
That zin do sota manyung ani so so go. Dobari sirwa. Kasi mangna yata yagar was.
So in terms of the amount of these substances is up to oneself. The more you offer, the best result you get.
So do you use the stem with the
grapes, or is it off, like just rings?
Oh, yeah.
Say it again.
Can you do for the wheat? Do you use the whole stalk the way it grows, or with just the grain only?
Just the grain.
De kiro ke de di kion du sabata koyo ki cela di cela mambo nyam du yarwa da. Ti ko je ta pyurwe ya ko jela jela manzo de de ne da karina.
Songkang na nyo chukro basi.
The loose one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's good.
That's
good.
That will come. Puff rice will come.
Later. That's the cheaper one. That's cheaper.
And then there's a special substance. It's a substance called special substance.
That's the cheaper one. That's the cheaper one.
There are 11 of them, 11 special substances. First one is the popped rice. Second one is cooked rice. Third one is kusha grass. Fourth one is milk. Milk. Yes. Fourth one is milk and fifth one is barley. Sixth one is mustard seed. Sesame seed. Seventh one is long life grass. Eighth one is sandalwood. Sandalwood. Ninth one is called tianku. Tianku is a type of flower that you can find only in Tibet. Tianku, T-I-Y-A-N-G-K-U. Okay, it's a type of a flower. And then 10th one is chewing gum from trees. I don't know how to say that. Chewing gum like thing from trees.
Gum tree.
That gum? What do you call that?
Sap.
Yeah, sticky thing, yes. Yes. That's we chew that. I don't know. Use as a chew gum. So I said a chew gum.
Hingdong Yingba. Any Tendilan, that Chutonga Yorba, Zeno Tonga Yorba. The tricking motion.
It has a special special fragrance. Yes.
Kedu da Bena, Puhar and the Sorority. Puhar since Yorba.
Booker, the one we sometimes use as an incense. What do you call that? The other day we were talking about it. No, anyway. No mask. Number 10.
That's number 10. Sap.
Then the 11th one is flower with fragrance. Any flower with fragrance.
Yivala serwotan, wangala marwotan.
So, So these flower, in the colors of the flower for the peaceful fire puja, you need white. In the flower has to be white in color. Shiva yebala sevaragi, increasing fire puja, yellow in color, and increasing shi karugo. One empowering tilakargarsa fire puja, red in color. And chakpola kar nakpor
ta ani te ma yong ta kar so che du ta o te ji ta no ji ke na ne se ne re se ba kan go se ne
so all these 11 different substances you mix together in one container
o te ni se o te ni du ta ti na ne se ani a yam hing ta pu du ni re ni re pu go yor se ba
mas so okay in terms of how do you offer these substances then? The first one, sticks, you offer two at a time. Two sticks at a time.
No, what do you do? Di tu sota nyungta rwata charsumre rwata lade la charsumre gog rwasta.
So
ali ta tene yuk 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 Yamhing
I ask this dictionary what that the offering the sticks, one can increase one's power or Remarkably magnificent, glorious. Zijit la dirashake, magnificent, majestic, dignified. Okay, so the offering the sticks, one can gain the one will become a magnified or magnificent person, a majestic, dignified person, kind of like that. Does it make sense? And butter increases one's wealth. And the sesame seeds purifies one's negativities. And long life grass increases one's lifespan. Okay, then your touch again.
Yeah.
Sesame seeds purifies one's negativities. Long life grass increases one's lifespan. Rice increases one's fortune or merit. The cooked rice zamba mixed with yogurt is called the shosen, which that increases one's happiness or bliss. Then the kusha grass purifies one's impurities. Obscurations and impurities. Mustard seed eliminate obstacles and hindrances. Soa is the husk, the grain, the grain with husk. Husk increase one's nor one's animals.
Gunor,
sorry, the wealth and jewels. Gunor la nor kako urge.
Gunor sajor. Yutjalak sajor.
Yutjalak tere a wealth, one's wealth.
Teki ani drus drikki.
One's drik one's grains. If you are someone who depends upon grains, grains, so it increases. Shingwaro dina segwaro sike.
Ota shingwala andu gugure da ani andu wa kanki mato mi ma ina ani andu kanju jam ni kita chigi yor saki yor
bas. So yes, farmers, not just farmers, but here I don't know, but in ancient, you know, Tibet, we save a lot of grains for. In ancient, people do accumulate, store, you know.
Yes.
So one must, you know, be able to accumulate, store a great amount of grains. So you find these, you know, storage houses in India, not just Tibet. They store a huge amount of grains. So the barley rye grains helps us, you know, expedite one's activities. To accomplish one's activities without husk, barley grain. This means without husk.
That then, same ah then, top giver same barley.
The green peas increases one's power and strength. And the wheat eliminates one's sicknesses. Special substance will enables us to accomplish the supreme attainments, chokta, and common attainments. Common and uncommon attainments. So that is the substances for the fire puja. Now you need the offering arrange. You need arrange offerings. So you need four waters, and then and there are five other offerings, including music. Four water and five rest of them. You know that, right? There's a name in Tibetan, but not in English.
Nyechu.
La, Dina.
Nyechu. Nyecho se di nyebar khatu be pecho tang yasi gor. Tuju nga nosu to gung kos gor ba. Yundu ko du yas.
Nyecho se di eflas ki.
Yundu ko ya, yung ko.
Kala ta wa ge.
Nyadu gu nyera ni.
Nyadu gu nyera nyecho se las ki.
Nyecho nga se.
Nyeling po nyerce nyerce nyenje nyercho.
Nyedu
nyercho lah says that.
Oh, tete.
Five daily offerings, it says. The five daily offerings, does it make sense? It's referring to flour, incense, butter, lamb, water, and torma.
Oh, tete. Yazi.
Does it make sense? Five daily offerings.
It does.
Handy five for handy offerings. Does it make sense? Five daily offerings. Huh? Yes. Okay. First one: flour, incense, butter, lamp, water, and torma. Torma is the food. Food. Yes.
Torma sigma tete kharzi seta
torma
sendwa
torma lafsha
tete tot tala thani torma si jar gmarit the food food se ate la te fachin ding me
food yeah last one you can say food
yeah kedu da ane tete ane ti ding do ror mora wa
and you have music addition to that music. So you need two times, twice that often.
That he didn't do that.
Yeah. In addition to that, you need sotsla how much? Kare sotsla?
Sotsla.
The toothpaste. Sintinzo kunzo lab lol ngesha kakujelo zojo shadar
mal mal lindo so koron
yere pije ta ke mevati
zuhi ama de koron su bejo yorde
sotsla a salaro so
raza to tsaku so me ina tik bejo dan yo jiro vati karsendo
sots
Ingi somen injera bat. So tak wo yungu yor bat.
Mendo ke?
Ha? Sanu so ra cha tak cakuk cim mendo. Yor te de yor kaj.
So cik sa shi.
Cim se don don man do sa riti. Ti ni du gyap chan duwa. The yarsong. The garden did to get so successful. The Tando
yarsong, the Dinduka.
Dindu maybe the yarsong. Garden dish a
somerisha.
That's
it. Sick garden. So me. So 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 so
so
so so so so so so so So tak nih, tak tak, so tak sunju.
Dene?
Dia allah so tak nih. Hah.
Tapi
so tu dia allah tu toothpaste nih.
So tu dia allah tu.
Dia allah nih.
Oh, tak
tu. So tu lah.
Oh, so tu dia
tu. Ah, so tu is a they use toothpaste.
Oh.
You need a toothpaste.
Oh, tu so me ada bat.
Mas so me.
This.
Ah, toothpaste.
Oh, tu kerja tu. So tak wayung yo ramu sagi orang sejagat kita.
So Indian people, they eat that in order to have stable strength, they, you know, teeth, in order to strength. Shing sayaro, did it again.
That the anetela teres, to yours. Koyu sense yo imbars. Koyu.
I don't know these terms. Koyu. Koi, koi la kare genda.
Ta do da ale chigo.
Ta dimzo kenda kai. Kana ro koche dini yashimju yuru egi.
Ore ba.
Koi, kolok sej du. Nama kolok sej.
Ti yinchi da du.
Komichi, kombi, konji, kogum, koma, kochu. Koni kolok koyu seji no de duge kugul ette la sha
ha
kugul ette la sha
kugul koyu sen
koyu sej to
ha
koyu la tös
te ta da
sorry this koyu
te jaga bi te sigir shupari
you know shupari Koyu is actually, it's called a betel nut.
No, no, this.
B-E-T-E-L.
Oh,
betel nut. A betel nut.
Betel nut. Yes, pan, this is a...
pan, yeah. It's called betel nut in English. Betel nut, is again. Betel nut. Betel nut. When you use that betel nut?
It makes your teeth...
This hana di chagar, so di so dukja chagar raske. Bidan nat lai, koyu lai di, da koyu sej to agi. Koyu da koyu na karin di sana, so di chagar sa, naku chagar sa.
Ya, kar chang chagar da, cik kar sej di.
Cik la bidan nat.
Koyu re we?
Koyu, koyu re. Koyu da koyu ni gala.
Koyu si dok dok si yor si. Bakwa chin sa.
Ha. Ya, Vietnamese
word too.
Oh, tis. Tadi jagabadan anen rukpati zata kira sagar se rukpati rukwi sagar bat
so these you know Indians and Bhutanese you know eat this a lot all the time you know
tane ban se at tel se loma se yo se tel tanyam de saya
and with this special leaf you know special leaf that's called a pan in Indians called pan parak
leaf right that's good yeah
pan
tane the dance, I think, do yo, do me sakya was, chemas yor was.
Los?
No. Tsurna segdua.
Tsurna. Dojo la grege.
Dojo sirva.
Ti girdina dojo la. Dojo. Lata da danar do rag.
Rata da hao.
Lata da danar do.
Lakawa imi.
Rata darwe. Lore dojo noski. Betel nut, okay. Let's see the special. Ah? Dojos, okay. Sorry. Stone yogurt.
Jacket Yamako Gurite. Dog car was yours.
Los.
Anne, me sucks. Yes.
Let it.
So this is
called the dosho in here. It says milestone, no, limestone. Limestone is, do you know that limestone?
Yes. What is it? Mixed with water.
Mixed
with water, so it's liquid, and then you put on the leaf, and then wrap in a little nut, and you chew, and it becomes your saliva.
Turvegi.
Kaise.
Ti koran zu mel ta chik che dini di loma na di saures.
O teri wati.
Chima ma bo tendres.
O teri wati. Ti tap tap hindu wati.
Yes.
O teri. O ti. Ti ting do ta toja sens yours. Toja sens. Toja karbo sens.
Nas.
Toja sens ta no la ja la ti sindu wax sens do wati.
Nas. Wax.
O teri. Tigrik anas karbo yours.
So then there is a white wax. Wax, yes.
Oh, what did you say here? What did I say?
So this, you know, all these mixed together, wax, limestone, and then the betel nut, all mixed together as a toothpaste.
No, what did you do?
Is that separate from the toothpaste?
Wax. Tooth medicine.
This is called the tooth medicine. All these substances mixed together as a toothpaste. Yeah.
No, teacher. That tenders a new go your son.
La
tenders a new go your son.
So me can you egg?
No.
So you need two containers for this toothpaste. Mm. Two.
Do we mix in the leaf also?
Huh?
Do we use the mix in the leaf also?
Loma the tigris again. Yes. Yes.
And the toothpaste.
That's an old teacher. That's la ane root base same baro. That's an cousin serva.
Yes.
That's hala priyag, then a coo that kadakta was any ni kivas. That ni go your serva.
Yes. And then you need two sets of clothes. For the deities, clause is like a, you put two kadaks together. You need two sets. So in terms of the fire deities, you know, fire deity, okay, one more thing left in terms of substances. You need nine kushas, two together for each direction for the fire pit. And one in the middle. So you need nine pieces of.
Ani palang kecik batin ini na bumi batin tu be satu sama baju kecik bah kampu bukan ni meh bah tenye gugur serba.
Yes. In terms of the firewood, if it's possible, the best firewood would be those trees as a special fragrance. Those wood has, such as juniper tree. Yeah, juniper tree. That's the best. And if you have to use cow dung, if it's in a place there's no wood, fire wood, And if you use a cow dung, then cow dung has to be completely dry, no insects in it. And those must be picked up from a high land, you know, clean places.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need this fire starter. Fire starter? Starter, yeah. And then in front of the master who performs the fire puja, you need the implements, the vajra, bell. Action vase and inner offering bowl, cup. You need rice, a rice bowl with flowers. Rice with flowers. And you need that the spatula, ladder, yeah, ladle and in the other one, ladle and dripping pan, yes, mm-hmm. Those two. It's called a gangsa look in Tibetan. So you offer these substances to the fire deity. So in terms of fire deity, there are two types. There are worldly fire deity, and then there's a transcendental fire deity. So oneself, of course, you know, whatever fire pujas you're performing, you must have the divine pride of being that particular deity. And then you ignite, and then you bless the offerings and offering substances. And then you ignite the fire. And generate the fire deity in a fire pit. So first you generate the fire deity as a commitment being, and then you invite the wisdom beings and dissolve into that commitment beings in a fire pit. And then you make offerings to the fire deity and express the praises to the fire deity, and then you make those offering substances. Make offerings with those offering substances. And initially you offer seven scoops of butter, the clarified butter, and then the flame will you know, come out from the fire, and then you can determine whether there is any obstacles or hindrance or not.
No.
So be it the means to determine that whether there is, you know, any obstacles or hindrance or not is actually explained in the fire puja text, but you mainly look at the color of the fire, the size of the flame, whether the flame is heating to the master, the one who performs the fire puja. If so, if that's the case, then there's that is regarded as one of the obstacles. If the fire is heating to the person who's, you know, making these offerings. Going towards the person who, yes. Heating towards that person, going towards that person. And if, particularly if the master is, like a beard master, and if the fire burns, down the beard, then there's danger, obviously.
I just wanted to know how do you color the different fire pits and the flower? What do you use to color them? Because you said they're all different colors, right? Like one's white, one's yellow, one's red.
Oh, so you actually put different colors on the sand, the powder. There's a chema. That's white sand. You have to find a white sand. And then you had to dye with different colors, sand. Or you can actually do karbo the white stone. There's white soft stone. I don't know if you find that here, but that chalk kind of, you might make that a powder and put a color on that. I see. Yours chalk damro yours.
Oh, yojirwa. Raksarese ta ina te sacha chingi ganga lo rakyo me kangshirwa.
Yes.
Da karbo ra na te ni lila wors tu jak chors.
Yes. So if you find white, then you can dye, that in, by different colors.
Yes. Onte ni jita ane zepu ondu seta na yamhing ta butirwa ta yamhing don turwa kuya to zotne chona nire nire pujurisirwa.
Yes.
Ni.
So when you actually offer these substances, the sticks and long life grasses, you offer them like two pieces at a time. Kusha yamshinchi, kusha chi, teni karagi.
Turwa.
Okay, so the sticks, long life grasses, and kusha grasses, two at a time.
Tanda ane tongmal jikten biki mela la biyongdu ane da charsum puyorserwa.
Nos.
Rere la da charsum sum puyaris. Zirere la.
So each substance you offer three times for the worldly fire deity.
Kedu da tadi tawa yongsong te tela yamkin indas yena tungdo kunduga sete.
La.
So
if you offer like sticks for three times, then you need there are six pieces of them, right? Six pieces of
sticks.
So you offer them, one after the other, all the 12 great substances plus the special substance.
And
then you visualize, the heart of the worldly fire deity, the transcendent deity. You visualize the transcendent deity at the heart of the worldly deity.
And
then you invite the wisdom beings and dissolve into that transcendent deity, the commitment being, and then make offerings and say, express or say the praise to that deity, and then you make all these offerings. Those 12 great substances and plus the special substance.
Is this after we've done the three times for the
Rolodex? Yeah, the Jigdenbe Lhalaya Chasum Sum Pyutsawe Jailer was.
No, it is.
Yes.
Cheduta Jigdenbe Mela Se Ata Dang Se Me Nivo Tata Ngovo Yer Me Ta Gors Me Se Na Mela Mela Se Na Yang Me Chene Tini Ngovo Yer Me Ta Gors.
So the in terms of worldly deity and the fire, the flame, one should view them inseparably one. It's fire is worldly deity is the fire. Does it make sense?
Or ta jikhenin devi ki mela ta kab jikhenin yude kare yena til ha sokulis.
And then the transcendental deity, the fire deities, are referring to whatever. What do you call that? The deity you are visualized yourself as, you know, as the deity. So, how do you say that? Jigdenbe Lhatso. Kapti. Okay, for example, if you doing this or offering this fire puja in relation to Guhya Samaja, then the transcendental deities are referring to the deities of Guhya Samaja. Yes, all of them, the 32 deities in the case of Guhya Samaja. Traditionally, you offer all this, the red news of the main, you know, deities are referring to the father, mother consorts, right? So you offer most of the offering substances to the main deity. And then the consort of the main deity and all the other deities, red news, you offer three times for each. Say it again. So, okay, you offer most of the substances to the main deity, but the red news from the consort to all the other deities, you three times. Offer three times.
That is.
The consort and red news together.
Yeah.
Part of the red news.
Part of red news, yes.
That's right.
Okay, so traditionally, you make offerings to the main deity, right? Make offerings all the 12 substances, great substances, and then a special substance, reggae.
Kedi.
Was?
That then, I didn't court to solve that. I didn't man yam to pick yourself.
And then the second time you offer these 12 substances, great substances, and then this special substance for the main deity together with retinues. Okay, so the sticks, long life grasses, kusha grasses are offered as a light of the deities. Does it make sense? Other substances, such as clarified butter and so forth, are offered to the mouths of the deities.
Mouth to the mouth, yes.
Are those, okay, things that, you know, the drink, the liquid part of the substance is offered to the mouth, and then grains are offered to the hands, or the hands of the deities. Makes sense? So, in this case, it's important to synchronize one's the recitation of mantras and then offerings, the making offerings at the same time, synchronize. So if you cannot, it's not appropriate, it's not okay to, you know, say mantras, then you offer at different times, is not right. So for example, if you recite a mantra, but you're not be able to make offerings, you know, during that time period, then it's like you say, you ask somebody, eat this, and then you have nothing to offer at that time. Yeah, give him nothing, yeah. So you have to kind of like, means you have to synchronize, right? That synchronize the reciting mantra and offering the substances. So the grains you can't count, like, you know, number because there are many, right? So you have to kind of look at the time, the duration of the mantra, the recitation of the mantra, and the amount, how much you have. You have to look, you know, offerings. How do you say that? That's the word, estimate. You have to estimate your time and then the amount of the offerings. So if you have time, and if you want to take time, then you can, offer a small amount at a time and recite mantra. Then that way you can offer many times, right? If you offer a big amount one time and recite one mantra, then you are not, fulfilling many mantras.
You're
not. Although there are 12, you know, great substances mentioned, but if you can't find a few of the, you know, few of those offerings, there's no fault. There's no fault missing something. But what you really need is the clarified butter and sticks. So the main offerings. Offering substance. So how many sticks and much butter, you know, you want clarified butter you want to offer is totally in your hand, up to you. And once you have done that, then there's a kind of bath offering to the fire pit. After that, you know, bathing offering, you offer clarified butter for 7 times in order to receive further kind of, in order to receive attainments. So then the after that you make that two offering of toothpaste and a set of garment. The set of garment has upper two sets. Okay, actually one is up substitute for upper garment, and the second one is a substitute for lower garment. And then at the end, thanksgiving offerings and praises for the transcendental fire deities. And then once you have done that, then in order to purify all the adding and missing numbers, missing things in your fire puja practice, you recite the 100 syllable mantra, Vajrasattva 100 syllable mantra for 3 times. And then after that, you ask for forgiveness. And then the wisdom beings, you ask them to depart for their own abodes, and then the commitment beings, you visualize, you know, you them dissolve into yourself. That is the completion of the fire puja for the transcendental fire deity. And then now for the worldly fire deity, you offer the thanksgiving offerings and thanksgiving offerings. And that is, you know, you offer the toothpaste and the sets of clothes. There's two sets of clothes, two sets of garments, upper and lower garments. And then you make all the substances, offer one time all the substances from the stick to the special substance. From the stick to the special substance. And after that, you have Thomas, you know, to the woolly fire deity. Thoma. So you bless the Thoma first, and then you offer that to the woolly fire deity. But few fire puja sadhanas you find, there is a section in which you make Thoma offerings to even transcendent fire deities, but most fire pujas do not have that. And then once you have done that, you know, Thoma offering to the worldly fire deity, then after that you ask them to fulfill your projects, wishes. Ask them to help for you to fulfill your wishes and plans and projects. And then ask for forgiveness for your mistakes, missing things and adding things in your sadhana practice. And then you ask, you know, the wisdom beings of the world, worldly wisdom beings, ask them to depart for their own abode, and then the commitment, worldly commitment, fire deities melt into light, dissolve. They are dissolved into the fire. They are just they become inseparable with the fire. They become inseparable with the fire. And then at the end of, you know, in the conclusion of fire puja, traditionally the practitioners drink a special soup. That soup, if you drink that soup, there's a significant of purifying one's negativities and obscurations. It's like a rice noodle, actually. Not rice noodle, rice soup. Rice soup, rice and milk soup, kind of like that. It's called a milk soup. And That soup is only milk and rice. That's it.
Do you arrange the rice soup on the table with the other offerings, or you keep it aside?
It's not with the you don't put it with the substances, but in the kitchen, mostly you find the kitchen. But the end of fire puja, you have to bring that container, the soup, bring that to the fire, and you put there for a while
in the fire.
And then you have this, what do you call that? Ladle. Okay, you stir with this ladle for 7 times by reciting the mantra of the main deity of the fire puja. And then you bless that noodle, rice noodle, with the same as you are blessing the same way you're blessing the inner offering.
Do you heat it in the fire, the rice noodle soup? Do you heat it up in the fire?
Did you the make the chao soup was?
Get on that muskuhio, the chao, that's already your server.
It's already hot, it already hot.
Already in a cordemdicrine, titola, and you yagors.
But they, you know, traditionally they put in the fire for a while. So if you're doing this fire pujas in the monasteries, you don't have much time to, you know, enjoy that thukpa at the end, so you have to drink that quickly. Sometimes, you know, the milk and the rice noodle has it holds the heat, you know, it's sometimes burn your mouth. Burns your mouth.
Why not drink it quickly? Why not time?
Because they have to leave somewhere right after that. There are many sessions, you know, you have to attend in the monastery. The sessions are like kind of back to back sessions. So once you have done, like, you know, the fire puja, you have to be in other places, other sessions.
How many times can you do the fire puja? Could you do it every day? Can you do it yourself? Can you imagine you're doing it?
What you can do is, you know, your food, a drink that you enjoy every day, and you can enjoy them as a fire puja, as a, you know. But if you can, yes, I highly recommend you to do this fire puja every day.
Or even once. I never did it
before.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to do it. So we stop here for tonight, and the Nangjong Tao again. Homework questions. First question says, 13 degrees again.
have one simple question. When you're doing like where it says you make offerings three times, do you make like you offer sticks three times in a row, or do you make go through the, all the 12 one time, then all the 12 another time? Like that?
Okay, again the charsum puse jaras.
No
the tambo yamshin ras. Yamshin the charsum yamdo charsum puse arve. Ze tamab charsum ro charchik chi ya ya. Yeah, at three times at each three times each.
So three sticks.
Three times, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, 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 exactly.
And the Tangbo Tang, Tamani La Betsu Yard, the Parval Betsu Majard, the Chaglan Tigis.
Lage.
The Betsu Sansi Yunkum, he had a huge book.
Okay, in terms of, the homework question, the first question says in the highest Yoga Tantra, you have four empowerments. When you receive these, do you have to receive all at one same time? Gendi, the Lamelia, one she says to be at was one she the tongue with the tumble, one she chats, she jet talk with us, do jiggler.
Yeah, Muntuni.
Muntuni, oh.
Yeah,
Corvus. Okay.
The answer is no, you do not need to receive them all at one time.
The land gomars, she jet to jig togomars. That's right.
Then, got the Pomangsam Hunis, and Kumasum, you are here.
Do you think it's just merely receiving the vast empowerment and not receive the other three?
Yes, you can do that.
Yes, that's right, because just that with that initiation one is allowed or appropriate vessel to practice generation stage. But in order to practice the completion stage, one must have the other three higher empowerments. Okay. But it's not necessary to receive all of these four at one time. That's not always the case. So, so these days, you know, when they bestow empowerments, they try to finish four of them per day, you know, complete all of them. But it's not really necessary to, you know, receive these four of them at one time. But of course, if the disciples are perfectly ripened or suitable vessel for all of these four empowerments, then of course it's the best thing, you know, to receive all of them at one time. Second question says, is it appropriate to bestow the secret initiation without bestowing the vase initiation? Puma matoba ane sawan shunan digiru hasuke. La.
No, dear.
Okay.
Actually, you just answered it in the last question. You cannot take the secret of base initiation because it empowers you to go on in the stage of completion, and you need to have gone through the stage of generation first, which is the base empowerment.
Okay. Then drink Mars again. Then lunch cardias and then penapuan di some shubi na ane kiram gombala angresra.
No.
That zorum gombala ang komato gres. That sawan said kome chigresra.
Oriba.
And it did have a lot of my top drug words, called Machinia. So what is the main, why it is necessary to receive a vase empowerment or initiation in order to receive a secret empowerment? Okay, microphone.
Because in order to practice the stage of generation, you have to receive the vase empowerment. In order to practice the stage of completion, you have to have completed the generation stage. So it's necessary to...
kieram gombala pwanto gores wake ne zorum gombala kieram tarchin gores tiresta nga
mo zorum gombala ti kieram gombak mo ndo gu yoro was
nos
kieram gombak mo ndo gu yoro was ti
tarchin go gor wake
oda parjen tarchin ba ndo was le ti tat gombak mo ndo gu yoro se sente yak yoro wa
nos. That's right. In order to meditate on completion stage, one must have practiced the generation stage as prior to that. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That means you have to achieve it. Achieve the... If you, you achieve, you can achieve the generation stage. That is the best, right? But at least... But in general, it's of course you have to completely actualize the generation stage practice first, and then you can meditate. How do you call it? Practice the completion stage. But for certain cases, certain occasions, in order to. In order to. In order to leave or deposit a special imprint for these practices, you do. First, you meditate. The first session, for example, you practice generation stage, and the second session, you may practice the completion stage. Or within the one session, like the first part of the session, you practice generation stage, and the second part of the session, you practice the completion stage. So there are, practitioners. Who do that?
That's what you call a pachaya don't need.
So that's mainly just, get some imprints of these practices. Third question, the last question says, what is the meant by consecrating the holy object of body, speech, and mind? What do you mean by? I said, what is the meant by? Who wrote this?
I copied it from the internet.
I see. Okay. What is meant by? What do you mean by? What do you mean by?
What is meant by?
Okay. What is meant by consecrating the holy objects? Right. Of dikke ta kuden yorwa kosun tukte ala ramne chesadi kares
ramne chesi ramne chesi beton kares
ten kares ta
ya kar.
Okay, who's going to answer to this question?
Okay, I actually wasn't sure what the question meant, but I gave...
Okay.
I tried an answer. I said the actual meaning of it is that you're inviting the wisdom beings to come and dissolve into the objects that represent the holy body, speech, and mind.
Uh-huh.
I have a little more, but that essentially... This is
again the Penaishiva Chantarwake. Ane Tsuku Che, Ane Tamsigwa Tanda Kosong Tudin Jarwake. Tunzul Timia Tres, so Tres. The Chigres, Tandu Moyus. What else do you have?
Well, I said then you can make offerings and prayers to those beings and accumulate merit and gain blessings.
Atine tindig chik tele ya taso su choba da teba pyuwi na ne su su tsosa gres. Tsosa bi yurtu.
Ori.
Undeslas.
Ori.
La.
Ris. Tate.
That's right.
Rab du niwa. Rab du ni sedu. Tembar neva, tembar yukar was.
Nos.
Tembar yukas, yes, imbers.
Nos.
Rub the knees.
Nos. So, the Ramne, the term, the consecration we have in Tibetan is Rabne. Rab means, Rabne means actually stabilize stabilization, actually.
Da. What you need, Daddy? That goes on to things you're was.
Nos.
Tala, I need to say. That you should have seen that you are chained on Nicola Dumbar was.
Nos.
Dumb Nicola bit. Then the young wife, you know, be my part of the bay and the temper hook, Senator. Take them in the Yahwara was.
Nos.
Tala Ramney, see you in person.
So then, what do you mean by stabilization? So you have these holy images, okay, the body, speech, and mind, right? Then you invite all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and dissolve into these holy images that we have. And then you stabilize them to ask them to remain there until these holy objects are destroyed by the four great elements, which is called the stabilization. Okay, or I think that's the term, stabilization. Four great elements. So that is what is called the consecration, Ramne, or stabilization. There are many different rites, the sadhanas. Some are extensive, some are short.
I kind of had that in my notes, but so when we say, then you request them to stay until these objects meaning the representations like the statue or the tankas that we've invited the beings into until those objects are destroyed? And then which are the four great elements, like fire, water?
Again,
what
the first part of your question,
The first one is when you say these objects are destroyed, you mean the representations that we invite the wisdom beings into. Is that what?
These objects are referring to, for example, the object, an image of the Buddha.
The images.
Okay, the Buddha is the holy object of body. Okay, text is a holy object of speech. Stupa is a holy object, of mind. Let's say, right. So now you invite the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and didiru again. Sanjita chanchu samba chen thani kusong tu la timru again.
Oh, the la timbaru.
Ane shuru achi tad kunjwa chimbu kusong tu den dunzo jwa chimbu shig ane
magic
parto tina shuru chiz. Disagree. So you ask these Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you request Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to remain with these holy objects, okay, until these holy objects are destroyed by four great elements. And that's earth elements, water elements, fire elements, and wind elements. Wind, Yeah, those are the four great elements. So once these in a holy object are destroyed by four great elements, then that's it. Tene te kasa ishiba nuzo karchir sake. And then the wisdom beings will depart to their own abodes.
Oh, rabdin se tondo teris. Tatela ane chowa jiba chetan robsa na us kasan khes mas.
So the
rabdin chetan ko chowa jiba.
How do you perform the long sadhana, the consecration sadhana, that was explained earlier. Roughly, not roughly. But details, you know, we can't cover the detail explanation for this consecration sadhanas.
Can you also deconsecrate?
The chairs, the pa shik, the pa tandanga chu tungorwa ke ramnes chu ne gorwa. The pa kalogta
shikso
chair. Shikso chair, choga chair. Yes, we did talk about that last time, you remember? That if you have to remodel the temple or something has many images, holy object, then you show this mirror to these holy images and ask those wisdom beings dissolve into the mirror, you know. That is called the deconsecration. And then that is you showing this mirror, that is that you are planning to, keep these, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the mirror for the time being, and later you move them back to these holy objects, images.
I think I already should know this, but I forgot. Body, speech, and mind represent the bodies of the Buddha?
Again, the kusun tuk den yorwa. Kusun tuk den ge sanje ku tsung rubes. Yes, because if you look at the Buddha's image, then that kind of reminds you, or you can kind of this, Buddha Shakyamuni, the historical Buddha, might be like this. You know, you can have that kind of thought.
No, right? I mean, does it represent the Dharmakaya, Rubakaya? Does the speech represent the Sambhogakaya, and does the mind represent the Nirmanakaya, or something like that?
Again, the term represents that the ku tenzo ku tanda kuso tu den tenzo ku ani long ku da chu ku yorwa da.
No
dear. Adin term represents. Chu ku da.
Ta kunda tu so la long ku namba chin yors.
Las.
Chu ku namba chin yors.
Las.
Ta kari namba chin yona ana. Ta dan tik tu song ku yorwa.
Yes, these holy images. You can find different holy images. Some images, they are in the form of the Rupakaya.
Lungku namba ke.
The Rupakaya mara lungku. The Sambhogakaya. And some images in the shape and the form of Nirmanakaya. So these different images symbolize different the Rupakaya, Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya.
Okay.
Let me give you a few homework questions. How many different fire pujas are there? Second question, what are the 12 great substances? What is the third question is what is the difference between worldly fire deity and transcendental fire deities? Fourth question is, why do you practice fire puja? For what purpose? That will do.
Yeah, okay.